You can see the fashion trends of the future on April 27th at the annual fashion show presented by seniors in UC's Fashion Design Program. Lori Wilson is Director of Non-Academic Programming at UC's College of Design, Art, Architecture, and Planning, and she's in charge of the entire thing. Welcome, Lori.
Glad to be here.
Well, this show is more than a runway show. How is it structured?
You know, it's so unique because it's all one-of-a-kind creations from our students. And I've done this show for over 20 years, and it's different every year because what those students are inspired by and the thesis that they create is very unique each year. It is what I would consider a mega fashion show. There's a 92-foot catwalk. We have about 40 models. The staging and lighting is done by the CCM students who then go on to work on Broadway and light major venues all over the world. So it's a wonderful experience for them. Aveda students do all the hair and makeup. And when I say students, people go, wow, well, students. And I mean, it is the real deal. So it's a pretty big gig.
How many seniors do you have this year presenting?
We have 34 fashion design seniors and 14 product strategy seniors. So the product strategy projects are presented via like short movie vignettes, and then the fashion design seniors' collections walk the runway.
So when you say the fashion seniors' collections, what kind of an assignment do they get? And are there requirements? What has to be in a collection?
Well, our seniors complete a five-year program, and over a year of that is in co-op experience out in the industry. So last summer, in summer of 17, would have been when they had design communication classes where they started to build their thesis and ideate for what this is going to be. It is theirs, completely their creation. So they can be inspired by literally anything. And when you hear their inspirations and hear their one-word descriptions of what brought them to that point and that collection, it just will just blow your mind, what they've seen, what they've done. We have one student who created a zero-waste collection, meaning that she had no scraps left. Every piece was used, and it had to be made out of major blocks of fabric. And so that changes the entire way that something is created. We have post-apocalyptic survival wear. So, you know, these are jackets and coats that turn into tents and sleeping arrangements. And, you know, I mean, it's just amazing.
So will the students each have a moment to talk about their collection before it actually comes out on the runway?
They don't speak. The product strategy students, we do the video vignettes because theirs are not necessarily a collection. But what we do is that we will introduce each collection for the senior. We see their image, and we also will have a one-sentence quick description on, you know, what their inspiration was as their garments come down the runway.
And how many pieces make up a collection, or is there not a set number?
They may create up to 8 in their thesis, but we show 5. So each collection will be 4 or 5 pieces. It has to be at least 4.
And it's your job to put this entire thing together.
A lot of moving parts.
Yeah. So talk about that.
You know, I think when you do something for as long as I've done this show, there's a science to it and what has to happen for a second and third. But we saw the garments in their entirety for the first time last week. So then I start to visualize how this will walk down the runway and how the collections will flow. We bring all of our models in for fitting. Each model will wear in the show, they wear somewhere between probably 6 and 12 garments, depending on, you know, how many changes they can make. So each garment is fit, and it's not like you go into a store and say, I wear a size 10 or 12, I'll pull that off the rack and put it on. These are Cinderella pieces, right? So they were created on a body, so you have to find a body that's right for that particular garment. We have one collection of bodywear lingerie that was created for unique size people. We have a model who's 6'4" in her bare feet that's going to, you know, walk in that, and one very petite. So the fittings are what happens next, and then the night before the show, we tech rehearse it. We load everything in on Wednesday, all of the lighting and staging and chairs and everything that has to set up. And on Thursday, the 26th, we do what's called a tech rehearsal where we walk out and do all the choreography for all the collections. And then at 8 o'clock that night, we do a rehearsal, a dress rehearsal. And then on Friday, it goes on the runway.
And who chooses the music?
Predominantly, the students have the first say at what they would like to utilize for their particular collection. And then we bring a DJ in from out of town. He comes in. It's a live mix at the show, which is a really neat element. I choose some music for other pieces of the show. He brings some things. What I want is, I don't want anybody to have heard that song on their way to the show. You know, I want it to be something where they're like, wow, what was that? Or if it's a throwback song, it's been so long since I heard that. It sounds so good, you know.
So I think probably people who have seen the show Runway have images of people running around and tearing their hair out and going nuts. It never gets like that, does it?
Oh, no. Yeah, we don't let you backstage. You know what? I think if you're well organized, you know, you can eliminate a lot of that because this is such a big show with so many hundred garments in it that you just can't let it get crazy. And I like a calm backstage. If we have 40 models, we have 40 dressers. So there's 80 people right there. That doesn't count the quick change people and the people that are there in case anything happens to stitch something up if something were to go awry. I mean, it's a huge, huge team. And the Aveda team brings about 60 people. So the hair and makeup starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and, you know, goes through.
How are the models chosen? Do the students pick the models?
We have a model call in January. We do ask that our models have runway experience because handling a 92-foot catwalk is daunting for even the most experienced models. And we have models that have walked all over the world in different catwalks that love this show, and they started here, and they want to come back. So we do a model call to find some new folks with talent who can handle the stress that we ask of them. So it's kind of a group choosing. The seniors weigh in on it. I know what I'm looking for, and I've done this long enough to know if somebody's going to work or not work well. And so, yeah.
Most of your students go on to jobs in the fashion industry, don't they?
They absolutely do. And, you know, we're so fortunate that the University of Cincinnati, they were the first co-op university in the country. DAP has an incredible co-op relationship with hundreds of companies around the world where our students work throughout their education. And we constantly hear, we want to hire DAP students because they are well prepared for the industry. So we have a large percentage of them that, yes, upon graduation, they have a job waiting for them. Others, maybe they don't want that yet. Maybe they need a break, or maybe they're looking for something specific. And some of our students want to strike out on their own. You know, they want to be an entrepreneur and do something very specific on their own. So we embrace all of it.
And you yourself came out of the fashion world, didn't you?
I did. I had a very long career. Started out right out of college in merchandising, and then I went into the special event part of the business. Did a lot of trend research. I was with Mercantile Department Stores. We were the parent company of McAlpin's here in Cincinnati for years, and so I was with them about 17 years. And but I served as a juror for the critiques at UC, and I was so blown away by the talent. Unabashed creativity. And so I said, if that fashion show ever is available, I'd love to help produce it. And that was over 20 years ago, and I've been there ever since.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. My guest has been Lori Wilson. She is in charge of the annual fashion show, which is presented by UC's College of Design, Art, Architecture, and Planning. It's Friday, April 27th at 7:30 p.m. at the Campus Recreation Center on the UC main campus. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Ehrenstein.